Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Kathy DeBussy. She's the director of the Canadian Acupressure College right here in BC. So the college has four different training programs that we could apply for?
We are actually just doing the one training now, which is the Five Elements Acupressure Program.
And that's 325 hours complete?
That's
is that
correct.
All right. Now, you've just moved. Are you in Nanaimo or are you in Comox?
We're in Nanaimo now. Yes, we've been on a bit of a journey these past few years. So we are now settled into Nanaimo now and I'm very excited now about offering the training here.
Mm-hmm. Do you have different start dates for individuals and then just have them come together for the practical at the end? Or how does that work for people who would like to get some new careers going in the new year?
Yes, that's a great question. We do have our classroom training that takes place once a year, and that will take place around the end of September. We don't have the actual dates for that yet, but that's traditionally when we do that. And now that we have come to almost the beginning of a new year, then we encourage applications to start coming in so that people now can start with the with some of the distance learning. And so they would start out at the very beginning now doing the book learning in their own homes on communications, ethics, business, contraindications, and anatomy and physiology. So they'll have all that behind them then by the time they come in for the practical training in September. So yes, people could start now at any time and have those courses then already completed for them.
It's exciting that you actually teach the business skills behind the health modalities as well.
Very, very exciting. And thank you for noticing that. That is such a big component for people in terms of getting out there in the world. I mean, they can be trained, but if they do not know how to start a business, then it's extremely difficult to be successful. And one of the things that I would like to talk about here, just as you're bringing that up, is our externship program is just so incredibly exciting. And so how it's set up is that the students are required to do 50 acupressure sessions once they leave the classroom training. And those are under an indirect supervision here with the college. So that means then that when they have seen a client, they then have to consult with the college, and the college then affirms for them that these are the right sessions to do and what pathway that they might travel with regards to this client. But the exciting part about this is that the students are finding their own clients already in the geographical area that they're going to be practicing. So that then by the time they graduate, they're not permitted to charge at the time that they're doing their externship, but by the time they're ready to graduate, they're already known. They have many people now that know about the work. And actually, some of the students have told me that their clients will say, "When are you getting your diploma so that I can start paying you for this? Because it's so valuable to me."
That's fantastic. So these, once you've had these lovely treatments, you want them on at least a monthly basis to maintain health?
That is absolutely correct. And maintenance is a really important part. And that was a huge component of Chinese medicine, was that it was all about maintenance and preventative work. And so that's the other thing. Once you've had some regular sessions to balance out the energy in your body, the life force, et cetera, that maybe has become discombobulated through life's events. I mean, we all have life's events happen to us, and we know that we all become very tense when those types of things happen, and we all have different reactions. And so that then can create disease if we haven't had that then balanced out. And so it can sometimes take 3 to 6 different sessions to balance out something that's quite chronic. And then we really encourage people, as you say, to come once a month, or at the very least, come 4 times a year when the seasons change, because then our bodies also need a rebalancing at the time that a season changes. We can all feel how different we are every time that a season changes. Right now, we should all be sleeping a lot more. We feel tired. That's natural because it's a time to go inwards and rejuvenate, so that then when the spring comes around, we have lots of energy to address and greet the demands of spring, which is a rebirth and a new beginning.
And so every season has its particular tune-up for to prepare you, or is it the same kind of tune-up quarterly?
Every season has its own particular tune-up. That's absolutely correct. There's specific meridians that are related to each season. And so at that time, then, we will work with those particular meridians to just what we call tonify them, bring that energy up to balance out in preparation then for the new season coming around.
And is there any part in your course that deals with the foods around traditional Chinese medicine, or is that something that your students just kind of catch on their own?
We have a little bit, Kathy, and it's one of the things that I really see is really needs to be pulled together somewhere along the line, and that's something that I've actually been working on over the years and have never actually been able to have the time to write it all out, because, again, it comes down to the seasons. What are the particular foods then that you're drawn to eat at this time of the year? So now we have winter. We're looking for heavier foods, warming foods, versus what we would have in the summertime. In the summertime, we would think more about salads and much lighter foods at that particular time, just because the body needs cooling at that time. Now the body needs warmth and rejuvenation.
And this is working with the five elements, is it?
That is correct. And that's a big focus of what the work is all about. And that's a component also of the Chinese medicine, is the five elements. And we have really focused on it. And we also are following along with some of the techniques that Professor Worsley from England studied with some of the masters in Japan. And did a lot to do with how you work with five-element acupressure points. And so that's a big component of what our intellectual property is, so to speak, here, of what the Five Elements program is about.
And for people who are listening to this program and thinking, yes, I need a new career where I can bring health and healing to my family, my friends, and the community, where can we find information, and how do we apply to your college?
All right. We have a website, and the website address is www.acupressureshiatsuschool.com. It's a very long handle. And we have email, which is cai@islandnet.com. You can always call at this number, 250-480-6679. We have a Facebook page, which is called 5E Acupressure. We have an Instagram page, which is CAC5E, Twitter and LinkedIn. And also then, once you're able to make contact with us through any of those, you can request an information package, or you can just call the number and talk to us. We love to talk to people over this program.
You must have some help there. You're going through so many things.
Periodically, I have help. I actually have help outsourcing quite a bit. All my social media is done by someone else. My newsletters are done by someone else in Victoria. So these are all people that have been working for me before. So, yes, it's really a lot of fun, and we've got quite a team.
Kathy, can you tell me what your highest purpose for this whole college is?
Our highest purpose is in being able to promote acupressure all across Canada in particular. And the excitement that we see with students when they leave here and they start working with clients, and clients who might be quite skeptical but come because of the fact that they'd like to try this out because they're really good friends with this particular student and are just amazed at the difference that it's making for them. And that is really the underlying goal, is to be able to make that change and to be able to offer better health to everybody all across Canada. It sounds like a very big statement, but that is our goal.
Well, Kathy, I wish you well with your program and with all the future students that are coming your way.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciated your interest in acupressure.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer.
We still have a show.
Right? And we're just going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be right back.